Wyoming is a very big state, but people in Cody still felt the effect of the Shepherd murder. Although many know about the murder, it hasn't markedly changed the culture in that part of the state. Wyoming Public Radio's Camila Kudelska reports on how Cody's lack of a support system for the LGBTQ community is energizing some to move forward.
Tyler Bruce is from a family of five boys, and he says he was harassed and bullied since he was two for not being hyper-masculine.
I got teased a lot for just being super flamboyant and high energy and stuff like that when I was little. It started off with my family, actually, to be honest.
By the time of Matthew Shepherd's murder, Bruce was six and already understood that his family and community wouldn't accept him for who he was. Bruce attributes this to the lack of diversity and education about the LGBTQ community. He recalls verbal and physical abuse at Cody High School where he didn't feel safe.
I worried every single day going into school whether or not I was going to be bullied and whether or not I was going to be happy coming back from school.
He wasn't able to find a support system in Cody. There was no Gay Straight Alliance or GSA club at the high school, but he recalls a teacher standing up for him when a student started calling him names.
Amy Gerber basically looked at this kid and was like, I don't deal with that kind of stuff in this classroom. And she kicked him out of the class.
Amy Gerber is still teaching biology and environmental science at Cody High School. She doesn't remember this particular incident, but she says she has witnessed bullying.
It's more name calling, I suppose, than anything else, but I've never seen any physical violence or anything of that nature.
But Bruce says he was physically abused and attacked. He finally came out when he was 17 and was kicked out of his home. He finished high school and left Wyoming. For Gerber, Bruce's situation became highly personal 5 years ago.
My son came out to me when he was 14 years old.
Her son, Ted, who is a freshman at the University of Wyoming, says while his parents frequently discussed LGBTQ issues, the community didn't. He thinks that needs to change and favors adding a Gay Straight Alliance club at the high school.
I think that it would be very important for Cody High School to have a GSA because even if you are in a place that oftentimes seems like it can just flat out hate you for who you are, that still shows that there are people there who do care about you and who do understand you.
His mom has already tried to make her classroom more welcoming by hanging a rainbow flag in her room. And she's asked students whether they would like a GSA, but the LGBTQ students were afraid it would put targets on their backs. Cody High School senior Ben Wambicki sees things differently. He's been openly gay since the beginning of his junior year, and he's made it his mission to try to create a Gay Straight Alliance or GSA club at the high school before he graduates.
I would want to educate more about the LGBT community because I think I can count on one hand the amount of times that LGBT people have been mentioned in any of my classes.
Wambicki says a support system is providing an education which could help avoid those suicidal thoughts LGBTQ people feel when their friends and family are turning on them. But he admits it won't be easy.
I'm worried there could be backlash from the school board, honestly. I don't know. Some of the members have said things in the past.
In Park County School District 6, which Cody is part of, the school board has to approve all clubs. And according to Wambicki and Gerber, the school board hasn't looked favorably at such things in the past. But Wambicki wants to try.
If we waited any longer, it would be just not right. If we want a support system, there's never going to be a good time.
Wambicki believes people are becoming more tolerant in Cody, but he says because of the lack of diversity in education, there still are a few who don't understand. He's still very optimistic that there will be a support system for those in the LGBTQ community by the time he graduates. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Camila Kudelska at the Center of the West in Cody.